It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And you think of an organization that supports children, families in the Omaha community, includes services to help folks who've suffered trauma, have learning or intellectual disabilities, developmental disabilities. That's an organization doing a lot of good work out there, Youth Care and Beyond. The chief executive officer is Tracy Lynn Pearson, and she's sitting right here with me right now. Good morning, Tracy. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on, Mike.
It's great to have you on board. I've given a kind of a general overview, but can you give us a little bit of nuts and bolts? What does Youth Care and Beyond do? How do you target the folks that need help?
Absolutely. We say that we serve the most vulnerable individuals with the greatest need. So we serve those people that you just described, kids and adults who've suffered trauma, abuse and neglect, who are kind of in the system, if you will. And we do that by providing those kind of independent living and social skills necessary for them to live as independently as possible. For many, that's living on their own. For some, that's living with a little bit of help and support. We have some group homes, some in-home programs, and a day and evening reporting center that we teach those skills in.
Wow. Now, this is an organization that's been around since about 1980.
Yes.
So starting from what I'm guessing are humble beginnings, how do you expand out? That's a lot of different kinds of help.
It is. We started with simple group homes for kids with disabilities, and we were approached by the state of Nebraska about kids who have IQs that are a little too low to get into great programs like Omaha Home for Boys or Boys Town, but not low enough for great programs like NCORE and Mosaic. So we found ourselves with a group of kids that really didn't have services, and we expanded to begin to serve those youth. And then adults, once adults with disabilities or kids with disabilities kind of age out of the system, sometimes they need that extra support. They're living with family members who may or may not have their best interest in mind. We were finding a lot of individuals who their Social Security checks were being taken, used inappropriately. So we created a program where they could live on their own, have the same rights and freedoms that you and I have. They can fall in love. They can go to the grocery store. They can have a full-time job. You know, all of those same kind of things that we all want in life.
Sure. Would it be fair to say that you're really helping the fall between the cracks people?
Absolutely. That is what we're doing. Those that really don't have other avenues to get the help that they need.
Sure. Yeah. How were the programs developed to teach the living skills? Because it is a skill. It can be taught. It just may take a lot more patience to get those skills across.
Absolutely. We have an amazing group of staff who really work hard to kind of make sure that they're using that patience. We break skills down and kind of chain them or link them together so that once you get the first part, now we're adding another part, and then we're adding another part until you're successfully using the whole skill.
Oh, wow. The building block approach.
Absolutely.
Oh, very good.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, there's certainly a really fun opportunity for people to help out if they like. Color Me Camille. It's a tribute to the music of Barbara Streisand. And why don't you just talk about the event? It's Tuesday, November 13th, by the way, at 6:30.
Yes, next week. We are so excited. Camille Metoyer-Moten, who many people know, I call her an Omaha treasure, but she's just donating her time to do this fantastic performance for us. So there will be appetizers, drinks, a silent auction. There'll even be a raffle prize. So it's going to be a great time.
The word win-win is often overused, but it really is. Camille is a wonderful entertainer.
Absolutely.
And so you've got an opportunity for a night there. And the information on that event, which again is Tuesday, November 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Omar.
Yes, the Omar. It's a redesigned space. It used to be a bakery, and now it's just a gorgeous facility. And it's going to be just a wonderful night that we invite people to come out and join us.
I'm a big fan of bakeries, so either current or previous. YouthCareAndBeyond.org is a website that people can go to for more information, and specifically if you go to youthcareandbeyond.org/colormecamille, there's information directly about this event. Tracy, what is your favorite thing about your job?
Actually, just seeing the clients, spending time with the people that we serve, there's no greater joy than that.
That's wonderful. Appreciate the work that you're doing and appreciate the organization as well. That's Tracy Lynn Pearson. She is the Chief Executive Officer of Youth Care and Beyond. And is there a number, and I don't have this here, but is there a number people can call if they think there's a youth that could use some help?
Absolutely. 402-991-9709.
9709.
Yes.
Did I say that right?
That's correct.
Very good. Thank you very much for coming here today. And again, the event is next Tuesday, November 13th, 6:30 p.m. at the Omar, youthcareandbeyond.org. Morning Edition continues straight ahead here on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio. It's 9:51.